Good morning. I'm broadcasting live on Periscope. I am not in the park. I didn't come up with a wildly interesting new thing to say this morning, but of course the ongoing censorship of Tommy Robinson is it's like I know what's going on. I can see what's coming down the pike. You knew he joined Snapchat, which I wasn't particularly in favor of, because how do I get this light to not look so crap on my face? There we go. Should we just go completely into shade? There we go. And then we'll wash out the background. I knew that Snapchat would not be a long-term viable option because it's too mainstream. It has advertisers, it's a commercial business, and it's run out of Silicon Valley. So it was always going to ban Tommy. Telegram is where we're moving to. I've got a channel on Telegram. I've been playing with that. Seems to work. Hopefully we're going to do all sorts of clever stuff, because Telegram is apparently, it was started by some Russians. They seem to be censorship resistant. They're a bit weird and dodgy, but they're not run out of Silicon Valley. And that's the big problem. That whole region. Sargon of Akkad did a video, a quick 10-minute video last night about the unpersoning of Tommy Robinson and how it was done, not quite like Alex Jones, where, you know, Alex Jones was just wiped out in an afternoon. Tommy's has been more gradual. I mean, including sending him to actual prison, which didn't work. So Snapchat's gone. Snapchat anyway. I'm hoping today we'll see Tommy post himself from his own Telegram channel. He's in the Czech Republic, and this is even more unbelievable. He was there to speak at the Czech Parliament about the Muslim Jihad rape gangs in the UK, of which he is one of the country's subject matter experts. He really is, because he's been looking at it properly for a long time, and he's friends with Peter McLaughlin, who has written the only book about it. And he was invited by members of the Czech Parliament to give a talk there and to talk about child rape gangs. That was the whole event, which is about safety of children. The whole event has been cancelled because of the presence of Tommy Robinson in Czechoslovakia, which was only annulled by Tommy going on Snapchat from the aeroplane and so on. I mean, I'm laughing about it, but it is no... It is not an unserious matter. There is no freedom of speech across the Western world, Britain and Europe especially. And without freedom of speech is just, it's that thing that underlines democracy. Democracy doesn't work without freedom of speech. Okay, the voting part of democracy that we're going to go through, you know, on Tuesday here in Israel, that's the last and least important part of democracy. Okay, the voting does not make it a democracy. All over the world and across the, you know, even in the Soviet Union, they used to go and vote for stuff, but they didn't have a choice of what to vote for. And if you are not allowed to speak freely, if you're not allowed to campaign, if you're not allowed to be an activist like Tommy, that means that the censorship is so tight that your entire democracy is undermined. I mean, you see it too in the UK with Brexit. Even when you vote for it, you won't get it because they don't want you to have it anymore. And they don't even want you to talk about the alternatives to the globalist state controls everything, state grows into the biggest thing ever. They don't want you to talk about any of that. And Tommy Robinson is a symptom. He's not the root of the problem, but he's a symptom that your democracies in the West are failing very, 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 very badly. And as I've said before, Tommy is the moderate center. I'm sorry to explain this to you, the press, the globalists, the elites, the media. You are the extremists. The moderate centre of the country will follow Tommy Robinson. They will take what he says about Islam above your lies, because you've been telling us since 9/11 that it was a religion of peace. And I think far too many people do not accept that anymore. Some stupid people still do, and some sheep and some gullible people who want to be led, but a great deal more are waking up. And suppressing Tommy, I would say, you know, it's always the way. It underlines and it assures what he is saying. It means that what he is saying has some very strong elements of truth to it that you don't want other people to hear. And dearie me, you're in a deep trouble in Britain. You don't have your democracy. Votes don't matter. Governments don't matter. There is no choice in elected politicians. UK, Liberal, Labour, all the same. UKIP's a bit different, but even UKIP, the whole system in the UK is stacked against them. We'll see what happens. I hope we'll see Tommy posting directly from his phone later to Telegram. You can find that. The link was in the description of this video. I'll put more descriptions. It's very easy to find. It's Tommy Robinson News as a channel. Telegram. Download the Telegram app. You can. It does ask you for all sorts of permissions. You don't have to give it your phone book. It asks you for that. Don't give it if you don't want. If you don't give it, the app still works. And all I can say is we're going to have to root around these problems, which is what the internet was built for. I think that they are going to be shocked and horrified if Tommy Robinson starts to have a Telegram channel with thousands of people on it. Because if that's where they want to push him to, what this does is, instead of blocking Tommy, what it does is it decreases Facebook and YouTube and all of these other channels in importance. People will just notice that there are alternatives. And yes, obviously, videos will be going on to BitChute/Tommy Robinson. And the other thing, just you must understand, get off Facebook, stop using it. If you see an advert on Facebook, consider boycotting the advertisers, anybody who advertises on Facebook, small, large. Just shut down your Facebook. I haven't been banned on Twitter. I still reach enough people here to want to be here, but boy, we're on the cusp of something, of getting rid of these things. I am not looking at... don't send me messages on Facebook. I'm not looking there. My blog stuff, I think if it's automatic, it still goes up there, but that's not working properly. I just don't care. I don't want to be on Facebook. I don't want to support them anymore. All right, I'm Brian of London. I'm in Tel Aviv. We're going to root around these problems. We're going to beat the bastards. Bye.